The Australian Open is now just around the corner, and one of the biggest talking points of the summer is the return of Venus Williams. The seven-time Grand Slam champion has been awarded a wild card into the 2026 Australian Open, sparking excitement and debate about legacy form and what to expect from the new tennis season. Renee Stubbs is a former Grand Slam champion and host of the Renee Stubbs Tennis Podcast. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. Just before we get to Venus, some breaking news with Novak Djokovic announcing he's cutting ties with the Professional Tennis Players Association, saying this decision comes after ongoing concerns regarding transparency, governance, and the way my voice and image have been represented. Just talk us through, if you would, what led to that and your reaction to that news.
Honestly, it's hard to know really what is behind it. It's so fresh; it's just come out this morning. But clearly, he feels like he's not having as much say as he wants. As maybe he's not getting the things that he's been looking at for over the last few years after they decided to start the PTPA. It's clearly more things will come to light. I'm sure he'll be asked about it in press many times during the Australian Open and throughout the summer. Obviously not having his voice being heard, and we'll get the information, I'm sure, as it slowly comes through. But interesting, because Tennis Australia did, come to terms with the PTPA recently on some terms. So it's a bit of an unknown question right now.
Yeah, the other Grand Slams, though, didn't. That was still ongoing. Is that right?
As far as I know, yes. And we don't really know all the ins and outs of what was agreed to by Tennis Australia, but clearly Craig getting ahead of the ball there and getting ahead of whatever's to come in the future. But I think a lot of these questions will be answered over the next month.
Now, Venus Williams, as we said, has been awarded a wild card into the Australian Open. She's 45 years old. You were a former coach of Serena Williams. How significant do you think this moment is?
Well, I think it's wonderful, honestly. I think that, obviously there'll be some detractors saying, why are you giving her a wild card over younger players? But for me, this is great. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for the Australian public to see Venus play down here one more time. She had a terrific end of the season with a win over a top 50 player in Washington, actually may have even been top 40 player in Washington. And she played really well at the US Open, lost a really tough three-set match in the first round, getting a tough draw. But look, she's one of the greats of our game. She's been an incredible ambassador for women's tennis. And so for the Australian public to get to see her play one more time, I mean, I think that's just a treat, especially in Hobart too, a tournament that I don't believe she's ever played. So people in Tasmania will get to see her before she even gets to Melbourne.
What do you say then to people who say a wild card should be awarded purely on current form?
Oh, I 100% disagree with that. I mean, wild cards are the discretion of the tournament to sell tickets, to get eyeballs on their tournament, to have an opportunity to have a great former player possibly come back and play a tournament, as well as, young up-and-coming, in this case, Australians, or people that have had great form that maybe didn't get into the tournament, but in this occasion, absolutely not. I agree with this wild card 100%.
And what do you know about her current form? What can spectators expect?
Well, we don't know, but, look, she hadn't played for 18 months when she won that first match in Washington last year. So I wasn't expecting much back then. And she came out and surprised me. I think she surprised her opponent and played really, really well. As I said, she played terrific at the US Open, losing a really tough three-set match against a very good player. We don't know what to expect. Clearly, Hobart will tell us a few stories, and then clearly, hopefully, in Melbourne, she has a decent draw, a little bit easier than she had at the US Open, and we never know what we can expect.
And she's 45, as we said. I think Serena was 40 when she retired at the US Open there. What do you think those 5 years do to the body, just in terms of trying to compete at that level?
Well, I think for Venus, it's a nice surprise, because clearly in the last 5 to 10 years of her career, she really struggled with a lot of injuries, and she has Sjogren's disease, and that was really affecting her injuries and how she was feeling on court. So, look, she's feeling much better now. She's super happy. She just, as we know, just got married. And so her life is good, and I think physically she feels better than she's ever felt. And so that's a win for her and for the fans.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. I'm with Renee Stubbs, a former world number one Grand Slam champion and now tennis analyst. We're looking ahead to the upcoming Australian Open. What can we expect from Alex de Minaur, do you think?
Oh, great things. You know, I had great things and hoped that he would make a semi-final last year. I thought he was going to do that at the US Open. So I think he's playing on a surface that he loves. Clearly, he loves playing in Australia. And, you know, he'll have the support of the crowd. If he gets a semi-favorable draw, and I'm talking about in the quarterfinals, I think he can get to the quarters again. His form in Australia is always very good. And it's just a matter of hopefully for him, for his sake, not running into someone like Jannik Sinner in the quarterfinals to maybe make a semi-final. But I have high hopes. He's, you know, a great guy. He works as hard as anybody I've ever seen. And hopefully he'll have a good run in Melbourne.
And you've added your name just on another issue to a petition signed by dozens of former athletes, including Ian Thorpe, Pat Rafter, calling for a royal commission into the Bondi attack. Why did you add your name?
Well, I think it's just important for, you know, anybody who has any kind of a platform in Australia, and obviously with these incredible athletes that have put their names to this, including, as you said, Ian and Patrick and Pat Rafter and all these very well-known athletes, is just to ask the question of let's look into this. Let's all get together and say, clearly something happened here that we want to know more about. What information did the government have? And I just think that for everybody's sake, for Australia's sake, to put our names behind this is just asking the question that I think the majority of Australians want to ask, which is what happened and what was the breakdown and how can we fix it? Because we certainly don't want that to happen again. And I'm from, you know, the South Coogee, Clovelly area in Sydney. So for me, it really hit hard to see Bondi attacked like that. I go down and I've grown up around Bondi my whole life. So, you know, for someone like me, it was very personal. So for me, I think it's just adding my name to something that a lot of us want to know the answers to.
Renee Stubbs, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.